It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with another episode of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. It's episode 30 of season 3. That's amazing, isn't it? Been 30 episodes.
They've let us do this over 100 times.
Yeah.
Nobody's busted through the door and stopped us.
No, not so far anyway. But that doesn't mean they won't.
Of course, we lock that outside door.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Somebody left this one cracked just so they could kick it in.
But anyway, we're going to do another one since nobody's told us we can't.
That's right.
But we're going to look at the number 72 as we go through famous numbers in sports. And some pretty big names there.
Three offensive linemen, three really good ones. John Hanna, offensive lineman for the New England Patriots. He's probably, I don't know if him or Larry Allen. Larry Allen, of course, for the Cowboys. I don't know. I think Hanna played first. And then Joe Thomas was an offensive lineman who played for the Cleveland Browns, was notoriously loyal to the Browns. For some unknown reason, he had opportunities to go play somewhere else. Played his entire career with the Cleveland Browns.
No telling how many gifts he got from those 30 quarterbacks he protected.
That was just in two seasons.
Oh, we got some good quarterback stuff to talk about later on, but we got to finish up basketball first, and then we're going to start on softball and baseball too. We got lots of stuff to do. Let's start.
Preparation took a little longer this week.
Yeah, I bet it did. I bet it did. It took me longer, and I didn't even do any preparation, but took a little bit of time. But anyway, let's get started.
Need reliable poultry equipment and service? Look no further than Hometown Poultry Supply in Nashville, right next to McDonald's. They carry the brands you know and trust, and they offer 24/7 service and repair because they know their birds can't wait. Whether you're updating, retrofitting, or starting fresh, Hometown Poultry Supply has your back.
Now we're going to talk about the Nashville Scrappers and the Scrapperettes. We're going to talk about the basketball first, then we'll talk about baseball and softball. Both the Nashville Scrappers and the Scrapperettes were in the state tournament this week in Morrilton. Scrappers lost to Little Rock Hall 70-50 in the first round of the state tournament. I got to see a little bit of that game. Usual suspects for them, just playing well. But, you know, Hall with more size and just overpowered.
I was going to say, I watched some of that on the TV, and that Hall team was tall and talented.
They really were. And so, you know, they went out in the first round. A great season for the Scrappers.
They did have a really
20-5.
Yeah.
You know, so they were 20-5, so a great season for them. And, you know, Coach Aaron Worthen, appreciate all the help he gave us all year long.
He's helped us a lot.
Yeah. And looking at the Nashville Scrapperettes then, they went and beat Mills University. Why it's a university, I don't know. But
we need to have somebody come and explain that.
Yeah, well, maybe the
AAA. Can you explain
that, Tuttle? Maybe we'll get somebody from the AAA to explain that to us. Yeah. right after they explain to us what they're going to do with Martin in England.
Do you think Mr. Rudd knows why it's a university?
I don't know. Possibly.
But anyway, they beat them, 62-33. Typical scrapper at victory there. And then lost to Batesville Southside 63-60 in a game that I was a little surprised about. Batesville or Southside shot the ball really, really well.
Yeah.
And they got behind by 10 at halftime and then, just never could get over the hump.
Yeah. In my bracket, I had Nashville chalked out to the finals. And, of course, they'd had to beat PA to get there. But, they've had a great season. You win 29 ball games. That's nothing to sneeze at.
No. Really great season there for the Nashville Scrapperettes. Moving on to Nashville Scrappers baseball, they're 1-1-1. You don't see that very often.
You don't
in baseball, but they tied Star City.
Unless you're in the old AFC Central, it seemed like they always had two or three ties the season.
They lost to Hooks and beat Prairie Grove. It's not Prairie Grove, is it?
Yeah.
Is it Prairie Grove? Okay, they beat Prairie Grove 8-1. So this week they've got several games, and they've got Ashdown Tuesday, Friday, Gravette and Bologna, and then Saturday at Smackover. So a lot of games this week for the Nashville Scrappers as they get tuned up with their baseball season. Scrapper at softball played one game. They beat Horatio 9-5. They're 1-0. So this week, of course, they're going to play three or four games like everybody else. They're at Arkansas High, at Harmony Grove, and then Saturday versus Taylor and Malvern.
I imagine they'll add a few girls off of the Scrapperettes basketball team as well.
Yeah, probably help them just a little bit, yeah. Won't it? But we'll see how congratulations to both the Scrappers and Scrapperettes for their basketball seasons. We'll see how the baseball Scrappers and the softball Scrapperettes do as we move forward.
Since 1966, York Gary Autoplex has been serving Southwest Arkansas. Over 60 years of supporting families, schools, and of course, our Scrappers. Just like the Scrappers never quit on the field, York Gary has never quit on this community. York Gary Autoplex, celebrating 60 years of service and always going the extra mile.
Time for Mena Bearcats talk, and they're in baseball and softball. They're still looking for their first victory. Mena is going to play DeQueen Tuesday in Perryville, at Perryville, Friday. The Lady Softball, the Lady Cats are 0-2. They lost to Lavaca 5-3 and Horatio 16-2. They got Arkadelphia Monday and then Pottsville Thursday. So it doesn't get easier for them, I don't think.
Yeah, it does not.
Those are two pretty good teams. And, look.
Arkadelphia's girls, they always have a big girl that can hit the ball about 300 feet.
Yep.
Every Arkadelphia girls softball team in recent memory has had a girl that hit fourth that could just wear the ball out.
And you don't need to hit it much farther than that.
No. They've had some girls I wouldn't want to pitch to.
All right. Well, that's it for Mena, and we'll see how they do in the coming weeks also.
Jobs.pilgrims.com. That is the website to go to see everything that Pilgrims offers in the way of careers. The leading global provider of high-quality food products, including well-recognized brands and value-added premium products. As one of the world's largest poultry producers and a fully integrated pork producer, Pilgrims has provided wholesome quality products to customers and consumers for more than 7 decades. And they have over 58,000 team members, taking great pride in providing more than 133 million daily servings of protein to retailers, restaurants, food service providers, and consumers around the world. The company includes 39 production facilities and 27 prepared food facilities in 14 states, the UK, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Europe. Pilgrims is proud to partner with more than 4,900 family farms for poultry and over 6,300 family farms for hog and lamb supplies. Their vision guides everything they do to be the best and the most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. I'm talking hourly production, plant operations and support, drivers, research and development, quality assurance and food safety, human resources, sales and marketing, accounting and finance, professional opportunities. If you think you could be an asset to the company, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com and even check out their benefits, better futures, insurance, growth. There is no better company to take ownership of your career growth than JBS. Explore the opportunities for development with a global food company. Take advantage of more than 2,000 courses in their development learning program offerings, online learning and ad hoc courses, 401ks. With your 401k, they offer company match, long-term tax benefits, investment options, and geographic flexibility. And, of course, paid holidays and time off. So all of your benefits taken care of, your career taken care of, absolutely amazing. And that's not even to get into their community action that they take here, right here in Southwest Arkansas and all over. Whether it's community events, fundraisers, you can always see Pilgrims participating in some form or fashion, whether it's providing chicken for fundraisers and just so much more. They're always a huge member of the community. They employ so many people here, and it's a perfect fit for our podcast. Of course, we love having Pilgrims on. on. It makes total sense, and they're big supporters of all the local sports in the area, always big supporters of our radio station and everything. So we're so appreciative to have them on board. And if you're interested in joining their team, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com.
It's time now to talk about the Dirks Outlaws and Lady Outlaws, and I know we got somebody who just loves to talk about them.
You got a lot to talk about, too.
I do love to talk about them. I got like 3 pages of notes over here.
Well, let's get going, man.
Maybe not that many, really.
What if I check spelling, would it be right?
Absolutely not. A lot of abbreviation. big week of sports last week. I mean, as we know, what the basketball team was had a big week. The Lady Outlaws, you know, made it to the state tournament. And they won their first two games, first two rounds. First game, they defeated Buffalo Island Central 65-36 with a running clock. I mean, Addison Hill led the way with 19 points, followed by Presley Pugh. She was 5 of 7 from three-pointers. She had 15 points. Second half, she was on fire. And so that moved them on to the second round. And, you know, Lady Outlaws never been there. So this team, everything they done was setting the mark, you know. They took
breaking on ground.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've set the bar high for the future. They took on Mount Vernon and NOLA. And in another, I mean, it was a surprise to me, maybe not to the Lady Outlaws and Coach Stewart. Final score 76-39. And I think it was a surprise to Mount Vernon and NOLA, who was who was sitting around me and Jeffrey Mance, as we called that game. Addison Hill, 32 points and 12 rebounds. And she was followed, Aspen Pugh, second leading scorer with 9 points. But that 32 points and 12 rebounds, we've all known it. Y'all have known it. But Addison Hill, she put the state on notice in this state tournament that she's to be dealt with for a few years.
Sophomore, right?
Sophomore. Wow. Y'all talked about y'all talked about Chevy a few minutes ago. I might start calling her Cadillac.
Cadillac.
Can't quit coughing, guys.
Yeah, that's okay. we can talk about them all you want to.
Well, let's keep talking. That win put them into the semifinals. Another first for the Lady Outlaws or outlaw basketball in general. They took on a tough Quitman Bulldogs team. Everybody knew it was going to be a good game. Quitman girls lost in the semifinals last year, and their starting lineup was 3 seniors and 2 juniors. So they had all been there before.
Let me tell you what, 24 for Quitman. Oh, my lands. She's a player.
And she wasn't even their leading scorer.
No, but that I'm telling
Davis girl.
Defensive plays, yeah. And hustle plays. And
Varvin, I believe, was her.
Yeah. Man, I was really impressed with her. I also want to say you guys did a great job on the broadcast. I started out watching the YouTube, and I had to turn it off and just turn you guys on and deal with the lag because
you guys
did a great job, and they did not.
I appreciate it. I'll tell Spud that you said I done a good job.
Spud, you done a good job too.
The Lady Outlaws. They were defeated in the semifinals 76-51 by the Quitman Bulldogs. And as I said, you know, off the air, that 15-point win doesn't really say how the game went.
Well, you guys were listening at the end of the game. How many teams did you guys play this season that made the state tournament? Y'all were listening, and you missed the Queen, you missed Arkadelphia.
Well, Cody Tedford had pointed that out at one time, and 18, I believe, is
that's incredible.
Was the final number.
That is incredible. And,
well, I'll get to that in just a second. But in the Quitman game, Aspen Hill, also known as Cadillac Hill, had 26 points, 10 rebounds, followed by senior Riley Simmons, who the Lady Outlaws will really miss, 11 points, Savannah Tedford, 10 points, 6 rebounds. But the 3 seniors on that team, Riley Simmons, Aspen Pugh, Lily Hogg, they've been great leaders, you know, and, man, it's tough to see them just to know they're not going to be on the court with this team the next few years. But the Lady Outlaws finished the season, it's disputed, 31-7 or 32-7.
If only there was a way to find out for sure.
I believe Coach Stewart said that what everybody's going with at 32 is one of the games was posted twice. So, anyway, it's a record for wins.
We'll get Columbo on this.
A record for wins for the Lady Outlaws and Outlaw basketball. Also, the first Final Four, I've already touched on that. But what a season. And back to the state tournament, just in general for a minute. I know I spent last week bashing the officiating. I'm sure everybody remembers. The officiating at the state tournament in general was very good, I thought.
The game I watched, it was.
I mean,
there's some calls
everybody don't like every time. I mean,
I saw Benny Ester yesterday, though, and I made a point to hug him and tell him I loved him.
I mean, but let's be honest. I mean, 50% of the time, one team or the other isn't going to like the call. And I thought in the state tournament, I thought it was called pretty well.
I did too, what I watched of it.
Outlaw crowd, you can't say enough about our fan base and the way they filled that gym up for 3 days. And Saturday, when people were off work, I mean, it was amazing. But the Outlaw student section, everybody there was talking about them.
Shout out to the young man who acted like a dog while the equipment was trying to shoot foul shots. I think they missed every first foul shot of two shots all night long.
Somebody told me that when he done that, the other teams, he done it for three games. He only had to leash for two games. But somebody said, I think they were 0-for-8, the other team, when he was doing that. But that was hilarious. Outlaw fan
I had to call my wife in and have her watch it.
And the student section were amazing.
They were.
And big things to come for this Lady Outlaw team and the senior boys. You know, they're looking at big things in the future, too. I hate to even move on, but, man, y'all got anything else y'all want to talk about Lady Outlaw basketball real quick?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, they just had an incredible season. They end up, I guess, being one of, if not the team that went the furthest of the teams we cover. So,
yep.
And, you know, we didn't – Poland was upset in this tournament in the second round.
Shame.
And I mean, I think it made it a wide open field.
Yeah.
You know, and
any predictions on who you think will win?
I believe
Quitman.
I think they win, and I think they win pretty easy, to be honest.
But, okay.
And I could be completely wrong. I have been three times.
I do think this really sets up to be some blowouts in Hot Springs this week. I think PA could win in a blowout as well, even as good as P. Ridge is playing.
Well, I mean, when you saw what PA did to Southside,
yeah,
you know, I think Southside probably had their game of the year against Nashville, and then just had a letdown.
That's what
against
I put
PA.
Out there. You know, there's their Super Bowl, you know.
Yeah. I think that, you know, one of the PA girls that really good, Randy Stewart, got hurt in that blowout game. And don't know if she's coming back or not. Probably by week time she'll be back. But you're right. I think there's a lot of games that could be blowouts.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what we said after Southside B Branch beat Poland, you know, by 1 point, I believe, maybe two. I said the next game, I said, they're spent. You know, like you say, Super Bowl. They've won their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, but moving on to Outlaw Sports, to baseball and softball. I'll start with softball real quick. You know, they didn't have any games last week. You know, a lot of their players are going to be on the basketball team. They play in the Center Point Invitational this week. Runs the 10th through the 13th. That is not Center Point, Arkansas. That will be taking place at, man, what's that town where that's at? You know, Center Point, the school, anyway, is where I was going. Not as funny as I thought. Baseball team started last week. They went 1-1. They lost to Falk 8-1. Defeated Gurdon 18-0. Something about playing teams wearing purple and gold last week. This week, they play at Cutter on the 10th, which is Tuesday. Probably playing before you hear this broadcast. That game is at Majestic Park. Now, I'll be honest with you, I really wanted to call that game just because I wanted to call a game at Majestic Park. They probably won't get it in because of rain, if I was guessing.
Not looking out the window right now.
And then they have a conference game on Friday. They travel to Spring Hill Friday the 13th, bad news for the Spring Hill Bears.
Yep.
That wraps up Outlaw Sports. Man, I look over this Lady Outlaw stuff again and brings a tear to my eye.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of kids, as we call these games, you know, there's just a lot of kids that we spent a lot of time with, you know, on the radio while they were playing and yeah. that are not going to be there anymore. I think about Riley Simmons, you know, not a better kid around, and she just does a great job on the court. And you know, one of the things about her is her game, she adjusts her game to who she's playing with. Because I've seen her play in summer ball and dominate games.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she doesn't care if she dominates. She just wants to win. And those are the kind of players that make a team that's good enough to get where Lady Outlaws got to.
You're right. I mean, we get to know these kids. Y'all are the mm-hmm. same way. I made a long Facebook post the other day after I thought about things for about 36 hours. And like I said in that post, these kids may not know how much they mean to us doing what we do. You know, they don't realize how much I care for them where – and maybe sometimes some of them do. I don't know. They think of us as the guy sitting over with the headset, and he might give me a cheeseburger from McDonald's for player of the game or you know, or something like that. But, man, we appreciate this. And once again, I'll mention those three seniors real quick. Aspen Pugh, Lily Hogg, Riley Simmons. Thank y'all for everything you've done.
Yep. All right. Well, that wraps up the Outlaw Talk for this week. We'll see how the baseball and softball teams do in this coming week.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call at 870-642-8387. That's Vets. And you can schedule your appointment today or ask any questions that you might need. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Schedule your appointment or ask any questions with Ashdown Veterinary Clinic as well. Martin Veterinary Services has been a proud sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air since the very beginning, and we appreciate them so much for that, and not only that, what they do for the community, and that is offer high-quality veterinary services to everybody here, whether it's just simple stuff, spaying and neutering, or medications, checkups, and things like that, down to more serious things. You can trust Martin Veterinary Services to take care of you, and don't just take my word for it. There are a ton of good reviews on Google and across the board. You can check out their Facebook page as well, DeQueen Animal Hospital / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, and hundreds of reviews, all 5 stars. And, you know, you always need to be able to trust the person that you're taking your pets to, and Martin Veterinary Services is the one. I have used them for multiple occasions, whether it's with my dogs or my cats, and they've been an absolute delight. Such a blessing to have them in this community offering these services. So we appreciate them so much, and you can go to DeQueen Animal Hospital or Ashdown Veterinary Clinic today for all your veterinary needs.
We're now going to move on to the Costa River Eagles, and they only played 2 games last week and lost those. They lost to Foreman and Mount Ida, and they've got a game against Akron this week. Lady Eagles softball 2-1. They beat Foreman 25-14. Center Point 15-1. Then lost to Center Point 14-12.
Hey, Dakota Barrett's got the girls hitting the ball, scoring 52 runs in 3 games.
Yeah, yeah. He sure does. He's gonna have to see how they can stop somebody there after it. They must have got worn out. Yeah, I'm gonna assume the 15-1 game, they wore themselves out hitting so much. The second game they couldn't do it. So, but anyway, they got a game Thursday at Jesseville. So, you know, Dakota Barrett there coaching the softball team. I mean, I wonder what he's gonna do this summer.
Sleep.
You know what he's going to be doing? He's going to be mowing all those fields. That's what he's going to be doing. I bet you. But anyway, we appreciate Coach Barrett, and we appreciate the Costa River Eagles and Lady Eagles, and just look forward to seeing how they go as the season goes on. And now it's time for Tyler's favorite part of the week, and that's going to be where the awards are giving out. And since he's not here, I'll blunder through that. There you go.
Nobody could hear that drum roll, probably.
Oh, they can hear it. The Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week's going to
Evelyn Ponce. Great week in the circle for the Lady Leopards.
Dom Tar Panther Player of the Week will be?
It's going to be Caden White, big game versus Malvern.
Horatio State Bank Lion Player of the Week.
Chevy Ayers from the Lions.
Yeah, there you go. Best name of the week. Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week.
Noah Adcock hit 400, pitched 6 2/3, 2 earned runs, 13 strikeouts for the Gators this week.
And Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week.
It's going to be Jonte Taylor, 14 points in the loss to Hall.
The Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week.
Going to go to the Outlaw Student section, which was incredible.
The Union Bank of MENA Bearcat Player of the Week.
Going to be Drake Dollar. Good week for the Bearcats.
And the Stillwell's Restaurant Warriors Player of the Week.
Seniors Skylar Alexander and James Bartek.
The Union Bank of MENA Eagle Player of the Week.
Going to be Chris Carterby, 7.2 innings and 2 earned runs.
I've heard of him before.
I've heard of him too.
Toe Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area, Tony.
It's going to be the Outlaws, Lady Outlaws seniors, Riley Simmons, Lily Hogg, and Aspen Pugh. Just incredible careers and great season, young ladies.
The Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area is going to be?
Somebody you've heard before, Greg Demetrius Shelley, 21 points in the loss to Hall.
All right, and then the Mud Creek Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area and winner of the T-shirt will be?
Addison Cadillac Hill. With a big state tournament, man. And Jeff was exactly right. She's kind of put the state on notice that they're going to be dealing with her for the next 2 years.
Yeah, I figured it up a while ago, and through the regionals and the state tournament, she averaged just over 21 points, and she didn't play the full game in a lot of those.
Wow.
I
mean.
All right. Well, congratulations to her, and appreciate all these players and all they do each and every week. We got one more thing to do, though. We got the Diamond Bank Game of the Week.
Well, we're going to go with the Horatio Lady Lions and the Queen Lady Leopards, a Sevier County showdown.
All right. And that wraps up the awards for the week.
cccua.edu. That is UA Cossatot's website for you to find out everything you need to know about applying and enrolling, programs of study, how to pay for college, all of their athletics and apparel, student life, community and workforce, and so much more. Your medical education will start here. UA Cossatot has the third highest college graduation rate in the state of Arkansas and is proud to be the first and only Hispanic serving institution in the state as a member of the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities. We offer degrees and certificates in more than 24 fields and are a leader in implementing more affordable textbook-free courses and boast a variety of professional industry training certifications, small class sizes, low tuition, and quality online and in-class instruction. UA Cossatot is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training. And by going to cccua.edu, you can find everything you need to know, again, about campus dining and campus maps, the Center for Student Success and Consumer Information, financial aid, textbooks, payments, career pathways, scholarships, and so much more. Find out their vast amount of programs of study on offer, and you can find out how to apply and enroll right from their great website. Check out the Colts gift shop as well, and you can go to uacossatotcolts.com to find out everything you need to know about the Colts, whether it's basketball, soccer, or shooting sports. Any Colts fans can find all the information that they need and merchandise they need on uacossatotcolts.com. And go to cccua.edu today.
All right. That wrapped up all the high school action, but now we're going to move on to some more pressing things that are not really pressing. It's just stuff we want to talk about, right, that's happened in the world of sports. And that's brought to you by MENA Pre-Owned.
Can we go back to one high school thing on
sure.
this national talk?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's national.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It went all over the place. Yeah. But go to MENA Pre-Owned for all your pre-owned vehicle needs, and see them today. They're ready and waiting. So talking about first, we'll look at Hogs basketball. I'm going to tell you something. Darius Acuff, Jr., has just gotten better and better and better. You know, he sat out Saturday due to an ankle injury, but
he's been nursing for 3 weeks.
Yeah, first team SEC came out this week, you know, I don't think that's the last award you'll see him get, but I could be wrong.
What seed are the Hogs going to get in the SEC tournament?
They're third.
Okay.
Because Alabama beat them. But, you know, so they got the byes till Friday, so they got to play quarters, semis, and, you know, and then the finals if they make it that far. So looking like probably Oklahoma or South Carolina probably the first game. And then they'll probably get Alabama, if they win that game.
Right.
So a lot of big games there for the Hogs this week.
Vandy, the four on the other side of the bracket would play Florida.
Maybe Tennessee. It's either Vanderbilt or Tennessee. Yeah. I can't remember which one it is.
Yeah, they'll both be on that.
It doesn't matter who plays Florida. I don't think. Man. After watching them play the Hogs, I mean that was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean they're really good. And I'd take them as one of the favorites to win it all.
We'll be looking at that some next week.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that after this week. But
I'll be filling out my winning bracket.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. We'll fill mine out,
too.
You
can't do it like your golf cart, Jeff. You got to fill it out before the event.
Well, when you look at the Hog baseball team, to be honest with you, I think they've been a little disappointing so far.
I think they'll be in the thick of things when it matters.
Okay.
Well, I said this, I think, last week. When I look down in a midweek game and they lose and another logo, and I know a lot of logos, man. Another logo that I had to look up and see who it was Stetson. Lost two to Stetson?
Mm-hmm.
They've lost to Arkansas State. They've lost to UT Arlington. I would be a little concerned if I was a Hog fan.
Yeah. And they lost two to Stetson, and the thing about it is they're not hitting the ball. You know, they lost to Stetson 4-1 on Saturday. I can't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday, but then they end up losing. They had a four-game set with them. They played yesterday, and they lost to them again. So,
UT Arlington is one of those teams. I think they normally make the postseason, but the Hogs don't expect to lose to them.
No. No, they're losing games they shouldn't lose. But, you know, I was reading something in the paper today where they're talking about, you know, they're starting a conference this weekend against Mississippi State, and they don't know who their shortstop's going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, the best thing about Stetson, it's a nice hat. I don't wear one, but a lot of people do.
You're right about that, for sure. Moving on to the softball. Before he starts making other jokes about hats.
Bad jokes.
Yeah. Softball team had a good weekend against Georgia. They won 2 out of 3. So, Georgia, I think, was 12th ranked. Hog 7th, I believe, or Lady Razorbacks ranked 7th. So, good week for them. You know, Hog track team won the SEC conference tournament last weekend. So, moving on to the national overall tournament, or it's not a tournament, it's a meet. Excuse me, they won the meet. But anyway, anything else about Hogs y'all want to talk about a little bit? Looks like Calipari's doing a good job of recruiting for next year. And you know, one of the things about that I will say about ACUF is Chuck Barrett. You know, I was listening to on the radio and. But everybody else, too, you know, basically just ACUF's gone, you know, which we all know that. But I've never really heard all those people say it before it happened, you know. And you know, they're talking about it on the radio. And
where's
and
he going?
During the game. He's going pro.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I say. I mean, that's what they're assuming. Yep. But, you know, and we've known some that were probably going to be gone but never have in the past. I don't think they've talked about it like that. Do you, Jeff?
No, not really. I mean, it's assumptions there, but you never really just come out and say it.
Right,
you know?
Right. But with him, it's just like he's gone. So everybody knows it. And he's going to be a lottery pick, I think. But anyway, talk about Marshall basketball just for a second, if you want to.
Well, they didn't take advantage of the seven byes they had.
And no, I know.
Got beat by Georgia Southern, and then Troy beat Georgia Southern. So Troy's going to be representing the Sun Belt. Yeah. Very disappointing because Marshall finished second during the season. And the way the Sun Belt does their – I showed to Greg the bracket. I mean, if you're like Louisiana Monroe, Georgia Southern had to win five games just to get to play Marshall. But Monroe would have had to win seven games to win the Sun Belt. Marshall only had to win two to win the Sun Belt and lost the first one. So yeah. It's disappointing.
That Troy guy must be pretty good.
Yeah. Always good. But
y'all can kick me out anytime.
It doesn't matter. We need comic relief, man. I watched Marshall. They played pretty well for a while.
Yeah.
But it just couldn't come all there. Couldn't finish it off, is what I'm saying.
No.
Yeah, so.
No, Georgia Southern's been a thorn in their side all season.
Well, you know, and I think sometimes, though, if you get on a roll in those tournaments like Georgia Southern did,
you're almost better off playing than sitting.
Right. That's right. That's what I think, too. Moving on from basketball to NFL, man, lots of stuff going on.
Well, yesterday was the first day of free agency, mm-hmm. and it's going to be fast and furious over the next two or three days. I've got some here. Tua to the Falcons. If you've got Penix, I don't know. I don't understand that. Maybe they're getting him cheap. I don't know.
Which you mentioning that kind of goes to the one that has my interest. Tua leaves.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. Malik Willis goes to the Dolphins, and he had talked about maybe going to some places that desperately needed a quarterback, the Steelers.
I bragged on him a month ago because he was talking about how loyal he was to the Packers.
Yeah,
he wanted to be a
Packer.
Well,
he's loyal to the green, just not the Packer green.
hey, it's the way it is, right?
Yeah.
But you know what was interesting about Tua is biggest cap hit ever.
Yes.
$99 million.
Yeah, the Dolphins have $100 million in dead cap space.
That's right.
That they can't fill with anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the league, the salary cap right now is a little over $300 million. Is that right?
Yeah.
So one-third of their cap they can't use. That's unbelievable.
Well, you know, and the thing about that is that, if I'm not mistaken, during the season they re-signed him.
Yeah,
they.
It was either maybe this year or last year. Yeah,
I think it was this year.
Yeah,
but and the deal is when that happened, we wondered why they were doing it because he was iffy if he was going to stay.
Does anybody see the irony other than me in largest cap hit to a guy that has that many concussions?
Yeah. Well, and that, you know, that's the deal with me is with him, he probably needs to be done.
Yeah.
And somebody needs to force that issue. Why when you got Kirk Cousins still on the Falcons, right?
they waived him, didn't they?
Did they wave him?
Well, if they haven't, sometimes they've got to wait until a certain date to do it. But, yeah, I think they are.
I think he's done.
They're moving on from him.
Yeah. Well, and so they got Penix,
I just don't see that as an upgrade.
Well, I don't see why you take somebody that I'm going to assume wants to be the starting quarterback. And if there are a lot of quarterbacks that are serviceable second string quarterbacks that's going to cost you a lot less money than Tua is. And I don't really see Tua winning a lot of games for you. But that's just my opinion, so I don't know. Moving on from that, unless y'all got something else, Evans going to the 49ers.
Yeah, that's a big get for them because Mike Evans is a good wide receiver, one of the taller wide receivers in the league. And, 49ers, one of those teams you can make the argument they're just a player or two away. That's a big get for the 49ers. I think the biggest news of the day was the Ravens getting Max Crosby. Now, is that going to help the Ravens? Yes. You give up two first round this year and next year, your first round draft picks. You better hit on that.
You better
win a Super Bowl.
You know who thinks that's going to help them? Sean Payton, coach of the Broncos, who I seen somewhere paid for his plane ticket. out there. Did y'all see that?
I did not.
That said that he paid for his plane ticket to go out there and talk to him.
Get him out of that division. And you know, what it signals to me is the Ravens have pushed all their chips to the middle of the table. And if you trade two first-round draft picks and you don't win the Super Bowl, I think you got to consider that that's not a successful trade. And then, you know, it's also signaled that the Raiders have thrown up the white flag and they're going to be in rebuilds for 2 or 3 years.
And them getting Crosby is probably a good get, but I don't think the defensive side is where all of their issues are.
No. Well, you know, and Crosby's 30, I think. You know, T.J. Watt's 31. We've had the debate what the Steelers could get out of T.J. Watt. I'm not. The Ravens may have overspent.
I think so.
Yeah.
But I know the Cowboys were hot on him too, trying to get him, but they probably weren't willing to give up, or they probably didn't have him two first rounds.
They got them from the Packers.
they ended up making a trade with Green Bay, trading their third or fourth round pick for another defensive end from the Packers.
Rashad Gary?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the Packers were dead set on moving away from anyway.
Yeah.
But they're busier this offseason than they were last offseason.
Yeah, they did something.
Might be wrong, but they did something.
But you're talking about Malik Willis, I think that's a huge move for him. Of course, he wasn't ever going to be the starter in Green Bay.
And four games a year.
Yeah.
When Love's hurt.
Yeah. But everybody, I know he wants to be a starter, and plus he got the people he's familiar with down at Miami. So probably the perfect opportunity for him to take a move.
I think so. I mean, like I say, I like to hear somebody say I'm loyal to, especially the Packers. That's where I want to be. I'm not going anywhere. But you put the money up that people are paying these players, they're going to go somewhere.
Sure.
You know.
The Steelers acquire Michael Pittman from the Colts, which gives them two wide receivers, which could help. He caught 80 balls last year. So,
I think that last one there that we hadn't talked about, I think that's the biggest move of the day.
Kenneth Walker to the
Chiefs.
Kansas City.
Yeah. I mean, they hadn't really had what you would call a number one running back.
No, you're right.
And he can be.
Yeah. Yeah, he. I'm sure Patrick Mahomes was happy to see that.
Kelsey's coming back. I saw that on. You know, he's going to return and play another year.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably they may be over the hill.
Could be.
They may be on the downward slide. We'll see.
A lot like me.
Yeah. No, they're not as far down the hill as you are, but I just wonder if they can maintain. You know, I think they, you know, of course, you know, Patrick Mahomes getting hurt finished it, but they weren't where they were before that happened, even close. You know, and so
they weren't going to make the playoffs.
No, they weren't going to make the playoffs anyway. But I think that's probably we'll see if they can come back. You know, and. Good, interesting, but you're right about that. The Walker going to him is definitely going to help him out. So, look at Team USA off to a 3-0 start in baseball.
I'm assuming they beat Mexico yesterday. They were leading like 6-0.
Yeah.
You would be proud of me, Tony, because I tell y'all I don't watch baseball Major League Baseball. This isn't even Major League, really. This is Team USA.
Yeah, it is.
Until September or October. And I started out watching that one last night. See Skeens pitch a little bit, and
yeah,
I got bored with it in the third inning at 5-0. Turned it off.
Well,
I think they won 6-3.
I think it was 6-2. Yeah, something like that. The the big discussion. They talked to Bryce Harper about since this the Olympics and the all the stir over the U.S. hockey team should this World Baseball event be moved to Summer Olympic time? And he was all for it, but I can see so many drawbacks to doing that. To me, this World Baseball Classic is at the perfect time of year in spring training.
You're already doing
what you'd be doing anyway, instead of putting a two-week pause in the Major League Baseball season so these guys can play in the Summer Olympics.
And the one starting pitcher, Scooball, is that his name?
Yeah.
You know, he's pitched, and I saw where he was going back to spring training now.
Yeah.
But said if they made it to the semifinals, he would come back and pitch again. And I'm like, you, spring training, perfect time. I mean, if you're missing spring training, why not be playing baseball? So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think you're right. I mean, it's just like the hockey in Winter Olympics. You know, they have to take a break to play. So, or some of the players do anyway. But anything else y'all want to mention about that? Because I didn't even know what was going on until I saw this. I'm just kidding. I did know. I did know what was going on, but I didn't know what their record was. Because I have no interest.
And, I mean, you can watch some of these teams other than Team USA and see a lot of major league players.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The Dominican Republic has a pretty good team, as you can imagine.
They really do. But be fun to see who ends up winning it anyway.
Yeah.
So going to you want to talk about college basketball? We'll save that for last. Duke sets a new record. The 150th week is number one in the AP. And the question here is, who are the basketball blue bloods today?
Today or just in general?
Well, if you talk. Probably both. You know, I've got a list here of the all-time wins. And they're the usual suspects. Kentucky, Kansas, North Carolina, Duke, UCLA are the top five.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that they're all still blue bloods. But six is Temple, and Temple probably at one time was near blue blood territory, but not. I mean, they've taken a big fall. Syracuse is seven. I would maybe a shade above Temple. Notre Dame, St. John's. I mean, I think you could say the basketball blue bloods are probably Kentucky, Kansas, North Carolina, Duke, and UCLA, and maybe stop at that.
Yeah. I would agree. That was going to be the ones that I named just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Now you kind of throw the mix of today in there, and I mean, Florida's got to be in that mix, don't they? They won back-to-back national championships.
Gonzaga's won a lot lately.
Yeah.
Won back-to-back national championships a while back and looking to do it again.
Arizona's done pretty good.
Arizona.
Yeah. Arizona's 17th all-time.
Yeah. But you know, some of those – and, you know, I guess you'd have to look at see who they played too.
Yeah.
To some extent.
Yeah.
Not knocking anybody, but I think sometimes there's, you know, some of those teams are playing teams that are not quite as good. But who knows? But, you know, I'm just trying to think if there's another team. What about Indiana?
Indiana, they're 11th all time. But Indiana's probably one that if we'd have talked about this 20 years ago, they'd be in that conversation, and I'm not so sure they are now.
Right.
Yeah.
I think if things would have stayed on track in the 80s and 90s, a couple schools, you know, Arkansas, obviously, Georgetown.
Yeah.
You know, they were on the verge of being one of those teams at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Villanova.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Arkansas is 29th all time. Above Louisville and behind North Carolina State.
And that's Arkansas having a 15-year stretch there, and I'm just guessing on how many years.
The John Pelfrey era? I know what he didn't coach 15 years, but it seemed like it.
Stan Heath, Pelfrey.
That was just his first year.
I mean, we had a few. He was a blue blood from Kentucky, by the way.
He was, but
I hate to mention this. West Virginia's 21,
And I would never consider them one.
No, well, but, I mean, they played for a national championship when Jerry West was there, but other than that, I mean, yeah, they're kind of perennial 20-win team.
And that's kind of like Gonzaga. I think they've done really well, and I like to watch them play, but they hadn't won a national championship. I can't put them in there.
Right,
I think you almost got to win a national championship to be put
in the discussion.
Yeah,
yeah.
Even current ones, not just all time.
Villanova is 19, and Villanova has won.
Yep,
one of the most memorable national championships, probably when they knocked off Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
Raleigh Massimino.
Yeah, I think that the mob had something to do with that game. I think Patrick Ewing made more money there than he did playing pros.
Funny you say that, because I went down the deep dive of Henry Hill, reading some stuff on him yesterday, you know, Goodfellas movie about him. And, you know, he did get in trouble for some of that stuff. I believe it was Boston College, maybe. Yeah. You know, they were shaving points and...
Yep.
Man.
I imagine we just know the tip of the iceberg.
That's what I was going to say. You could talk about that stuff all day long.
And I imagine it's happened on every level.
Yeah. Yep. So. Yep. You're right about that. Anything else you want to talk about with the Blue Bloods?
No, I think we pretty much covered it.
Okay. Well, we got one more thing to talk about that I know of, unless y'all have something, and that is boxing. Yeah.
We went to the 2A state tournament the other day and a boxing match broke out.
that's what I was talking about. So for those of you that don't know, if you've been living in a hole that's 12 feet deep, because that's the only way you could do it. I know this. Barton beat England. I believe it was 2 points. And then at the end of the game, an England player goes over to a Barton guy and just cold cocks him to start – I'm talking about an all-out war. I mean, 80% of the people in that place were on the floor.
A lot of people say the bench is clear in fact.
Yeah.
The stand's clear.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, I got a video or two where you can't even see the basketball court.
I know.
For the people on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and my question is, you know, in your opinion, and I'm throwing it out this way, will the AAA stand up and do what they ought to do, or will they succumb to the legalities of it? Because, you know, you saw right off the bat, a lot of people said, well, they ought to throw both of them out and let the other two play for the title or bring, you know, whatever. You know, you've got some thoughts about this. But then the next thing you see is, well, Barton didn't start any of this stuff, but – you know, and it's happened 2 or 3 times. It happens every time Barton wins. They fight. But my deal is, you know, when you get in that situation, I just don't know that you can, if you participate in it, that kind of participation, because it, you know, if it had been one guy hitting him and then they held him down, that'd been one thing. But everybody in that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the most you can do, because here's another thing that a lot of people overlook. The game wasn't over.
Yeah, there was a few seconds left.
There was a few seconds left in the game. So that means the game's not over. So everybody that comes off that bench and all that stuff, everything, all those guys – you kick them out, right?
I do know the AAA has asked for videos so they can review it. I've seen other people say you should cancel that game and give Sloan Hendricks, I believe, who's playing the championship. Well, that's not right either.
No.
I mean, but I did say, and I told you this before we went on air, and I don't know what the legal issues would be. And I think it's too late for the AAA to do anything now. It appears Barton's going to play in the championship game. But I told you, I thought if it was could legally be done on Sunday, this happened on Saturday, Hampton and Woodlawn were the teams that those two teams beat, Barton and England. Down south, they should have said, hey, if y'all can meet at Camden and play, we'll take the winner. Now, you know, obviously that didn't happen. So that's just my thoughts. Tony, I know you've seen it.
I have seen it in... I'm kind of the mindset of that I have a hard time with either one of these teams being state champions. I really do, especially with the history. Now, you can also look at the history and go back and say, why wasn't the officials, and I'm not necessarily talking about game officials, but administration, why weren't they more prepared for something like this?
And see, I do know on Friday night before we left there, that they had said they knew this matchup was coming and they were going to have more police officers there for it.
Well, no,
obviously, it didn't help. I mean, well, they were fighting in the parking lot. There was fights taking place in the parking lot after this. Matter of fact, while we were eating on the way, some Derek's fans were already there, and they said they're canceling the games. We're not playing. And that's what the police wanted to do. The school officials said, no, we need to play these games. And,
yeah.
I mean, and let's be honest, the four schools that were there playing that night, and this may be, I don't even know, stereotype, you weren't going to get the same reaction from those four schools.
No.
I mean.
Well, there's a lot of bad blood that goes way back between Barton and England, apparently.
It happened three times already. Oh. I mean.
Yeah. Well, and I'm kind of with Tony. I think you're perpetuating things that you could put a stop to, at least 99% of the time.
It would send a great message, I think, that neither of these teams are going to play for the state championship.
Yeah.
And I want to add to that, and, you know, I put this on a post on the Poen school had made a post about how none of their fans and players were involved because, you know, they're taking a lot of heat. And I posted in that thread, and I said, you know, this is a black eye on 2A basketball and unfairly Poen school. They put on a great 2A state tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things ran great, except for this one incident, and they're taking the brunt of the heat over that.
Well,
it should be the actions of the players and the fans taking the heat.
Well, and that's the thing.
If the kid that threw the first punch is an underclassman, he shouldn't play high school basketball in Arkansas ever again.
I agree.
Well, I don't know that I'll go that far. We'd have to see what
punch?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I saw it. And it was definitely, there was definitely premeditated
absolutely
intent there. And here's the deal is when you do that in that situation, and I know he's a kid, but when you do that in that situation, you are starting, you got to know you're starting something. You're lighting
you're kind of inside the
powder
keg. And I could be wrong about this. I think if the same thing happened in a school system in our area in Southwest Arkansas, the state wouldn't have to do anything because the kid would not play for any team, any high school in our area again.
But
I agree. England's been through a lot this year, but this happened in a football game. They've been through a lot in basketball, but that doesn't justify anything. You know, they lost their head coach early in the season, but, I mean, there's no sense in that.
No, there's not. And I don't, you know, and to give Poen a little credit, there's no way you could be prepared for that. You can't stop it.
No.
I mean, unless you, you know, want to go military, you know, I mean, that's
well, we got,
the thing they probably could have done better was the stand. You could have had a situation maybe where the stands doesn't empty the way that they did.
I don't know.
I think you'd have to put shock collars on everybody as they come in the game.
but if you have both sides, you know, a law enforcement presence standing on both sides at the end of the game, I don't know how many people would run past a cop to get
all of them. I'm not kidding you because I've seen it happen just when they storm the fields, you know, and those guys just stand there because there's so many. What are they going to do? Pick one?
Yeah.
And they might not have to run past them because in some of the videos I've seen of this, I mean, they jump on people in the stands.
Yeah.
They're fighting in the stands as well. This happened at the 1:30 game, which was scheduled to be over about 3. Our game starts at 6. People started getting there a little after 4. I got there about 5. The police presence there at that time was, I mean, it's crazy. I might not have been to state championship games at War Memorial or OZK Arena with that many officers there. I mean, were ready, but they were ready a little too late.
And I saw where I can't remember the name of the county, but the sheriff's office, they're going to press charges on some of them. They're looking into it.
Well, there should be plenty of video evidence.
Yeah, there's no. That's right.
I do not have video.
Anything else?
I think that's all I got. Me sure too. Wish we were still talking Lady Outlaw basketball next week.
I understand.
Yeah.
But, hey, There's always next year, right?
Always next year.
That's right. Well, hey, some good basketball seasons by a lot of the different teams in our area. That's concluded. We're on to softball, baseball, and spring sports. We appreciate all the sponsors for all they do for us, because without them, we couldn't do this. Appreciate all the people getting us the information, the coaches, the play-by-play guys, and all that. But most of all, we appreciate the kids. That's who we're doing it for. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.